Assemblymember Grace Lee, and she has been a fervent advocate of ARI along with her colleagues up in Albany. Assemblymember Lee co-leads AAPI Task Force and was instrumental in securing state funding for ARI, and we are so happy she is here today to join us, maybe eat some food. And
it smells amazing. I'm definitely going to eat something.
And show some
remarks. How are you?
Hi. Welcome, everyone. So it's so nice to see so many familiar faces. I think Diana just asked me to come and say hello. I am the assembly member for Lower Manhattan, which includes the Financial District, Chinatown, and the Lower East Side. So proud to represent one of the most historic Asian American communities, not just in New York, but, you know, across the country. And really excited to be here with all of you today. I am also the co-chair of the Asian Pacific American Task Force. So I lead our API legislative caucus up in Albany and really try to help lead on legislation and other policy work and budget work as well. We just had our first API legislative summit up in Albany. For the first time in the 200 years that Asian Americans have called New York home, we had our first legislative summit up in Albany. We had over 300 people attend panels and workshops to talk through issues specific to Asian American community. Why is this so significant? The Black caucus and Black and Hispanic caucuses have had legislative workshop seminars for years in Albany, and the Asian American community has never had one. And so this was the first year. I was really proud to lead and organize this day-long event. Everyone left energized and engaged and really just like ready to continue to build and to grow our power up in Albany. And I think that that's definitely something that has been lacking for the Asian American community. I think we all felt it during the pandemic. Who was going to be our voice? Who was going to advocate on the issues that that are important to our community? For so many years, have felt so unseen and unheard, especially in the halls of government. And so it's just been a true honor and privilege to be up in Albany and to really elevate the issues for Asian Americans across New York State. I want to say over the summer, Diana and Frank came to my office to talk more about ARI and the work that they do, and made a good point that despite some of the really significant work that they've been leading on for over two decades now, ARI has never received funding in the state budget. And there are a number of other institutes for other ethnic groups that have received funding continually through the budget, but never ARI. And so I'm proud this year that we were able to get ARI into the state budget, first line item ever in the state budget. We did $350,000. But it took a lot of organizing and advocacy. A lot of speaking out by all of the Asian legislators, not just myself, but there are 12 of us now in the State Assembly and the State Senate, the most in the history of New York State, and really seeing the impact of that representation at the table. And it comes out in funding for ARI. It comes out, you'll see it in the $30 million of funding that we've received 2 years in a row now for Asian American service organizations. And we also did $350,000 in the budget for SUNY to start an API Leadership Institute. And that is, there is a Black Leadership Institute and there's a Hispanic Leadership Institute at SUNY, but there is not an Asian Leadership Institute. And now we are going to have an Asian Leadership Institute at SUNY. So these investments in SUNY and CUNY, I think, are really important that we are investing in our university and our colleges and our education system to make sure that we are educating the future leaders of New York City and New York State, and also investing in the research necessary to do the policy work we do. Without the data, without the research, our policies, you know, we can't connect the dots to be able to lead on policies that will really impact the community. So I want to thank all of you for being here today, for taking time to do this work, and for all that you do for the community. I want to thank Diana especially for being such an incredible leader for ARI. We're really lucky to have her, at the helm and really leading on so many issues. And I hope you guys enjoy the day.